Hello, and welcome to this podcast. You're going to get this the day of. It's February 28th. It's like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and this is going to be late. And I'm sorry, I already tried filming this podcast two other times, and I didn't know what to do it on. I filmed it on this, on my week, and then, because I had like kind of a significant week in like a bad way, and then I was like, I don't know if I want to put that out there. So then I didn't post it, and then whatever. Something I did want to talk about was, and not make it about fucking me. And I also, I think I'm going to stop doing the solo podcast and make this podcast more interview driven, like how it was originally formatted. I've done enough solo episodes, I think. And I feel like this is fine. Like, I have enough of a library that if people want to watch them, they can. And the rest of it will be about the guests. And yeah, I felt like a little bit of a responsibility to post some solo episodes just so people would have like a more deeper understanding of like where I was coming from in the interviews, because I would get comments and stuff where I could just tell people knew nothing about me, and that's fine. You can't expect someone to if they know nothing about you. But it was so like off of like their idea, and it bothered me. I was like, that's just so, that's not right. So I felt like some sort of like, I should probably say like something like myself, to kind of guide people's whatever. Doesn't matter. Anyways. Yeah, so this is going to be one of my last solo episodes, I think. I mean, I'll do them when I don't have an interview and when I have to and stuff like that. But I don't know. I don't really want this channel to be about me. And yeah, I don't know. I just prefer it to be about the people that come on. And yeah, like I said, there's enough out there now, and I think that's good. And I'm happy that you guys like these. It makes me very happy, and that's very cool. And I will do some sometimes. Hopefully I can get a guest once a week. It's really hard for me to constantly wrangle someone in, or like my management to wrangle someone in and like get it on time. So that was a huge thing for the solo episodes too. Anyways, what I wanted to bring up in this podcast was, I was thinking of things that I've thought about and like questions that I wonder, and just kind of things on my mind. This was one, it's definitely controversial, but clearly I don't care for some reason. I just don't care. I don't know why people care so fucking much about like taboo things. Like, I don't get it. Like, it just kind of like, I just like, are we not all living in the same world? That's kind of how it feels to me. I'm just like, are we just going to deny? It's just whatever. Yeah. And I've just learned this is part of my personality. It's always been part of my personality, and it's probably going to get me in trouble. And I don't care at this point. I'm just kind of like, whatever. I've learned to accept it. And yeah. But anyways, I wanted to bring up the concept of, this is so whatever, but the concept is, can you live a fulfilling life? I don't know the answer to this. Let me preface with that. I truly don't. That's why I'm bringing it forth in a podcast. And I want this to be like a conversation, so comment below, because I'm not here to push an idea rather than to explore them, and totally willing to have my mind change and land on an argument that seems like the most truthful one. Truly, I don't have like a side I'm leaning towards, because I don't care. I don't have one that I feel attached to. I'm just prefacing with all of this, because the one I want to believe in is the one that I want, that I think is true. So if, you know what I mean? Regardless, let me get into it. I mean, you probably already know by the title, whatever I decide to title this, but I was thinking about it. Since sex work has become so prevalent in our society now. Like, sex used to be so taboo. It used to be kind of hidden in the background, and you'd have to go and get, like, sleazy magazines to, like, masturbate or whatever the fuck. And, like, it was just kind of in the shadows. It always existed, for sure, throughout time. Like, that kind of aspect of life, like, prostitution and then, like, just sex work. Sex work is, like, the oldest job. Like, prostitution is, like, literally, like, the oldest job or whatever the fuck they say. It's been around the longest. So now that it's not like that, and it is so in our face, it is so in the forefront, it's sex, 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 everywhere is sex. And porn stars are walking in, like, Marc Jacobs, and, or I think Alex, sorry, Alexander Wang. Just, like, it's a completely different world we live in. I'm not here to say, like, that's wrong. I don't really care. I don't really, it's interesting to me to see, like, the ways in which society change. And I don't really have an attachment to how it changes. I'm more so on the argument, I think, that free expression and freedom in general and the ability for someone to live however they want to live is how I think life should be lived. So, like, I'm very liberal in that sense. I think that, like, you should be able to do whatever you want in your life if you're not hurting anybody. I truly believe that. And if that's sex work, fucking go for it. I don't care. It's not my, I don't fucking care. Do whatever you want. Cause I want to do what I want. Like, that's like, well, let's all just do whatever we want if we're not hurting anyone. I don't see an issue with that. I just don't. My question is, and I've had, like, porn stars on this podcast, and, I'm very, like, intrigued by the whole industry and more so, I think, like, the psychological elements of it. Even OnlyFans. See, that's the other aspect. It's, like, OnlyFans. Now, like, some of our favorite YouTubers have OnlyFans. And some, like, it's just so, like, it's just, my point is it's so fucking relevant now. It's crazy. Like, I could make an OnlyFans if I wanted to. And just start selling my body, like, online, like, I could. And, like, to a degree, like, that's would be considered normal. I don't even, like, there's girls that I know that model that have switched over to that side, where they just truly start exploiting their bodies, like, in totality. And it's, like, considered fine. And again, like, my point, I don't want to keep getting repetitive in this loop of, like, making sure I'm not misunderstood here. But let me just say, please don't purposely try to misunderstand me in the worst way, because I just don't, whatever. But that's also a thing I get on these podcasts. People love to try to watch my videos. I don't think it's just me, and just try to see in the worst possible perspective that they can. Like, it's just crazy. I'm like, what? Is anyone reasonable? Am I just, like, whatever? So if I did that, and I changed kind of the trajectory of my life and, like, this aspect of purity, too, of yourself and, like, what goes into your body. How important is that? My question is, like, because I see it so in the forefront, I go, okay, so this is, like, a liberal movement. We're kind of changing. This is accepted now. This is good. This is cool. This is whatever. Like, we're all supposed to be, like, super into this. And I can be, if I believe that these girls aren't losing anything of themselves. And again, I'm not here to say that they are. I'm here to raise the question if they are. The question being, do you lose a part of yourself when you enter sex work? Do you? And how important is that part of yourself? The only reason, not the only reason, but one of the reasons why I kind of question, is it right? Or can you be completely fulfilled? Is because there's been multiple porn stars, for instance. This is just one of the kind of pieces of evidence that there is that have come forward and just been so disgusted with their behaviors and what they've done, and they're so shamed by their videos and whatnot. And that can be fun. Like, that could be its own thing of, like, you're ashamed of your past. Maybe that has nothing to do with the psychological element. I don't know. I'm trying to work it out in my mind. But I wonder, like, can you truly be fulfilled if you're doing sex work? Or is this something we probably shouldn't have be so free and so open and so considered cool? Because I don't want to, like, but then you could also fucking make the argument. See, this is just where my head's going. Like, that every fucking job you do, you lose a part of yourself to capitalism or some fucking shit. Like, you can make that argument of, like, well, I became depressed at my 9 to 5. So where, what about that? And these girls are making 20 times more money than me. So I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, okay, that's a fair argument you can make, I guess. Like, why is there an aspect of me that, like, wants to, like, save these girls? Why, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, that, like, but they seem like they're having a fun time. But, like, I don't know. I can't wrap my head around the fact that they're completely happy. Am I just close-minded? Am I just not seeing something truthfully? Maybe I'm just close-minded. Maybe I can't see that there are types of people out there. Maybe there are types of people that are so completely different than me that can completely do that. And I've considered that as well. But are there core principles that are in everyone, that, like, an aspect of purity, for instance, that are in everyone, like purity of drugs, purity of what you put into your body, just in general? There should be an aspect of purity into what you put into your body. Shouldn't there be? That's kind of like a fundamental law of everyone, you know, like, no one kind of gets a free pass of purity. It matters to all what you put into your body. So I'm like, is that possible, or are they lying to themselves, or are they unable to, maybe they're too jaded by their own life experience and kind of what the world shaped them into, that they can't see that it's hurting themselves. Maybe that's completely wrong. Maybe there are people that were born super hypersexual, and this, like, way of working is actually sets them free and allows them to be their complete self. The open part of my mind wants to believe that, truly. And I kind of do believe that, because I want to. Like, I want to believe that that's true, because I like the idea of there being every kind of person in the world. I like that. But then I wonder, like, even those people, like, what if they took, like, a shit, what if they took fucking ayahuasca, and then they realize one day that they're ashamed of what they've done, and they want to hide? I had this discussion with my sister, because I was curious. I asked her, I was like, okay, do you think that you can do sex work and be completely happy? Do you think that? Because that's kind of what we're advertising. We're advertising it as this kind of, like, woman's liberation thing. And I don't know if I really buy that, to be honest with you. Only because I don't see it making these girls truly happy. Let's define happiness. There's core principles and values that, if you kind of lean into, make you happy over time. Like, your core interests. I love psychology. I would be very happy if I was a psychiatrist. This is what my psychiatrist says to me, at least. So I would be very happy if I did that. Like, it would be true fulfillment to be able to do kind of core values in your life. That's happiness, and becoming a mother for some people, and becoming a doctor, whatever, the list goes on. So is this something that falls into that? Is it gratification of what they're getting from it, which is money, instant gratification of views, this, that? I don't know. And I'm not here to say, again, like, I truly don't know. Like, my argument isn't that they can't. And my argument isn't that they can. I'm truly raising the question in this podcast. Like, that's the point of this podcast is let's try to figure this out. Like, I don't fucking know either. But I want to get to the bottom of this because I don't know if this is what the direction that we should be heading into. I don't know. Like, I don't know if it is or it isn't. Like, in 50 years from now, are we all just going to be, like, this, like, kind of sex-free country? And, like, maybe that's the utopia. Maybe that is right. And maybe over time, we stop needing an aspect of purity with sexual partners or something. Like, who fucking knows? I don't fucking know. Why do we put so much emphasis on purity? Is it just in the West? I don't think it is. I don't know. I'm like getting fucking stressed thinking about this. It's like too much for my brain to comprehend. One thing that I don't believe is that we should put like an end to it. Like, I don't. I like going to sex shows. I like that my friends like doing porn. Like, I literally have friends that do porn and OnlyFans. I'm not here to, like, judge that and say, don't do that. How dare you? You should be pure. Some fucking shit. Like, I don't care. I more so just want to bring awareness to the fact if you can be truly fulfilled doing something like that. Or if it makes you sad over time. Or shameful over time. Or empty over time. Does it? Maybe it doesn't at all. I guess the question is, are there fundamentals for all that we all have to follow? As human beings, before it enters personality and before it enters life experience, before all of that, just as human beings, just as humans, are there core things that we have to follow in order to live a happy life and to have true fulfillment within yourself? I always had different kinds of friends growing up, and my mom always had different kinds of friends. Like, my mom just always had a plethora of all kinds of people walking in her house. Like, the first wedding I ever went to, not that this fucking matters, but was a gay, two gay guys. My mom had trans friends and just like everyone. Like, my mom was just like that. And that's just how I was raised, to like just never cared like at all. Like, my mom and my dad are the opposite of conservative is what I'm saying. Like, just the opposite, like, in all senses of the word. And maybe a part of my rebellion almost is like to be like, well, I have to think differently than you guys. I don't fucking know. I've considered it. But I've had friends throughout the years. Like, we're all so different. And that's what I like about me and my friends is, I mean, I like the similarities as well, but I've mentioned this in other podcasts. I have friends that like hook up with guys every weekend and they just fucking love it. Like, literally one of my best friends in the world is so sexually free. She's just a horny person. And like, she just like loves sex and she just will have sex with anybody, like not anybody, but you know what I mean? She just like loves it. And I've never seen it wear on her. And I like, and then I find that interesting. And I'm like, okay, so that can totally exist. But can it? Is she lying to herself? Or is she not? I don't fucking know. And then it comes to the argument of like, is there a difference between men and women being sexually free? That's an interesting argument. Because I've heard, like, obviously the argument made that there is a difference. And I would like to believe that there fucking isn't. Because, like, that sounds fucking stupid. But is there any point, like, in the argument that, like, women should not be as sexually free as men? Like, I don't know. I just don't know. Like, I just don't fucking know. There's, like, a biological element to that. That men, like, can have kind of multiple sexual partners because they don't get pregnant. So they have this kind of element of planting their seed, right? Like, also within the animal kingdom, that's how it works. Is that a male can just go have 15 kids. And the woman has to bear the child. So it's a little more complicated for a woman to do that than it is for a man. A man doesn't have to have a baby. It's just, so there's that element of it that kind of biology plays into the argument of that there is a difference technically of who can do that more freely. Sure. In a biological standpoint, sure. But then it gets into like social politics of like, okay, so is there a difference there? Like, are you saying that women can't be as sexually as free as men? That I don't believe. I believe that women should be completely allowed to do whatever the fuck that they want. That's what I believe. I don't believe that there should be any cap on what you should do sexually and be shamed for that. Man or woman. I just don't care. Like, I just don't care. Like, do whatever you want. It doesn't affect me. I just, like, who fucking cares? Anyone who cares enough to, like, make an argument against that, like, it's just so lame. Like, it's so pathetic. And it just, like, screams I'm insecure about my life to me. If you're gonna make an argument that, like, women can't, I don't know. Like, who fucking cares? Like, why does it matter? And again, like, I don't, like, whatever. But then I've had friends that have slept around and also kind of similar to my best friend, who after felt so terrible about themselves and felt so shameful and just wanted to hide and not, kind of got scared off by sex in general. And I've seen that too with sex workers, actually, is like hearing people, sex workers' stories or people that just in general, like, they kind of get turned off by sex as a whole. The actual aspect of sex is now ruined for them. So should we not take that into consideration of, okay, this is harming their mental. This is affecting who they are as a person. This is affecting their way to be intimate. That there's a psychological element that's deteriorating, it seems, in women and maybe men. Like, I don't have enough information on this. I'm just kind of raising the question. And I don't think anyone knows the truth. And there's going to be so many arguments of people being like, this is the truth and it does damage you as a person. Or there's going to be people saying, because these are the comments I'm going to get. Either people are going to say, this is the truth, it does damage. Or no, there's so many different types of people in the world and you should be free and express who you are. And there's no one cap for everybody and that everyone's different. Those are the two arguments. I feel like there's a gray area in which both of those things could be right. That there are all different kinds of people in the world and one should be able to express themselves in whatever way that they can. Also, you should be able to, I believe, honestly, that as a woman and as a girl, you should be able to, like, if you fucking want to be able to monetize your own, like, sexuality, if you want to do that. What's making me any fucking better? I'm a fucking model. I'm not, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of the same thing. So I'm not here to judge and say, like, you can't do that. I don't care. Like, I don't give a shit. If that's a way that you can support your family and get out of poverty and pay off your student loans and go to college and pay for healthcare, like, then fucking do it. Like, I'm not, like, to take away that opportunity for someone, if they have, like, the free will to choose that decision, they should be able to choose it. I think that you should be able to do whatever you want in your life. Again, I just am merely raising the question of, like, what it does to you psychologically. What does it do to you? Does it harm you? I feel like it might. I feel like it might harm girls over time, specifically girls. Maybe men it wouldn't as much, and I don't even know why I said that. Like, I don't know why I would feel that way, but I don't know. Like, I don't have some piece of information to say this is why. I don't fucking know. It's just something I've thought about. Can you be truly fulfilled being a sex worker, or is there forever a part of yourself and part of your soul or spirit or whatever that is hurt or lonely or unloved or whatever because of that specific job? Because again, pretty much all of us have some part of us that, like, kind of is sad I mean, assuming a lot of us. So that's not fucking exclusive to people in sex working jobs, but like it's what those jobs specifically do to someone I'm interested in. Thank you for listening to my podcast on this. I didn't know what to talk about, and this was kind of something I've always kind of been curious and to have a debate on. Again, like, I don't have like a side I'm choosing on. Like, let's land on the truth here. I don't fucking know. So please comment below your opinions. I'm interested, and I'm definitely willing to have my mind placed somewhere, because right now it's kind of up in the air of I don't fucking know. So thank you, and I will see you guys soon, hopefully. If I have something else to fucking say that isn't about me, I'll do another podcast like this. Like, this was fine. But I can't keep doing them, like, of what's going on in my life. Otherwise, I just can't, like, do that anymore. I don't know. I should shut up. Okay. Goodbye.